Freedom Ohio is working to put a petition on the Ohio ballot that would allow same-sex marriage. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson wrote about what the constitutional amendment might mean in his column yesterday at WVXU.org. He joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how close is Freedom Ohio to getting this issue on the ballot?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, you need 385,247 valid signatures of Ohio voters to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot. Now, they say that they have more than that at this point, but they won't say how much more. They do say that they expect to collect at least 1 million signatures by July, which is a filing deadline. And generally speaking, you know, if 60% of your signatures are valid, you're doing pretty well. So if they come in with 1 million signatures, I would think that they would be able to get this issue on the ballot.
Now, this would be just the opposite of what Ohioans voted for in 2004. Then
yes,
they approved a ban on same-sex marriage. How much has really changed in that decade?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think perhaps some attitudes, and the polls kind of suggest this, because the polls are showing some not overwhelming but significant support for allowing same-sex marriage. Maybe people are more concerned now about economic issues, about jobs, about the economy, about health care, and these social issues like same-sex marriage and abortion. For a lot of voters, not all voters, but a lot of voters, have been kind of pushed to the side, and people look at it and say, well, it really doesn't matter to me.
What about the evangelical Christians? Those are they're known as the values voters. They came out in 2004 to pass that gay marriage ban.
It matters very much to them. I mean, it's a very important issue. I mean, there are two things, you know, for those voters that matter, and it's abortion and right to life and same-sex marriage and keeping that ban in place. So they're going to organize. And it's going to be a good test to see whether or not that segment of the voting population still has the strength that it had 10 years ago. It had enormous strength 10 years ago and managed to get people out to the polls just based on the constitutional amendment. And that was a presidential election year when George Bush was running for a second term against John Kerry. And it helped him win Ohio, and it helped him win a second term in the White House.
If this does get on the ballot and sort of draws from the other direction, from the other side of all of this, do you think that that will help anybody else that's on the ballot that time?
Well, it could be. I mean, you know, I think you're going to see this, you know, massive amounts of money, millions of dollars spent on both sides to get people out to the polls to vote either for same-sex marriage constitutional amendment or against it. And the same-sex marriage amendment that's being proposed now has a line in there which says that churches and religious institutions would not have to perform or recognize such marriages, which they think might make it more palatable to a lot of voters, particularly independents.
Let's move on to the Ohio governor's race. Hamilton County Commissioner Todd Portune has a news conference scheduled for this afternoon to announce whether he'll run for governor. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I know he's talked about it quite a great deal. He's not happy with the current Democratic candidate for governor, Ed Fitzgerald, who's the Cuyahoga County executive. Although Fitzgerald has the support of the Ohio Democratic Party, he also has the support of the Hamilton County Democratic Party. I think there are a lot of African Americans around the state, Democrats, who may be looking for a different candidate because of what happened to Eric Kearney, who was named Fitzgerald's running mate and then dumped from the ticket after the stories about Eric Kearney's tax problems.
So we'll just wait for this afternoon and see what... Does Todd Portune have a chance?
Well, it's an uphill battle. I mean, it's getting late. It's getting late in the game. Ed Fitzgerald's been running for governor for a year now and has done fairly well in the polls.
Howard, thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.